Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bam Arroyo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. And now, play ball. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day bunts towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. Holmes moves to second. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanders for the out. Holmes moves to third. Two outs. Bam Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo is walked intentionally. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is called out on strikes. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from O'Day and he is out, Herman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. McCullough reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to third. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pafko. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 0 in the game. O'Day strikes out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rowell is walked intentionally. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Rowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a pop-up towards first. Waitko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rowell bunts for an out with unknown description. Sanders moves to second. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanders scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 3 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sparn moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pafko. Herman reaches second base with a double. Sparn scores. Culler goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Braves. Russ Meyers now pitching. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hop takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to third. Hop moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Holmes hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanders bunts in front of the plate. McCullough fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Day moves to second. Bamarowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rowell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. O'Day moves to third. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. O'Day scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCullough bunts for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Sicori pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Frank Sicori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicori strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing pinch hits for Russ Meyers. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeffing moves to second. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeffing scores. Hack moves to second. It's 4-1, Braves. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Raul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Sturgeon now playing shortstop. Bill Fleming now pitching. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack juggles the ball. That's an error on Hack. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Herman bunts for an out with unknown description. Culler moves to second. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culler scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hop moves to third. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hop scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Braves. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sanders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to second. Bama Raul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raul is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Raul hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.